All right. We have, so now we are scaling to two speakers in parallel. So very warm welcome to Manu and Carsten from Heinlein. I think they will say something by themselves. And yeah, stage is yours. Here we go.
Thank you. Hi. I'm Carsten from Heinlein, and we are presenting today to talk about our work with Ansible. I think we'll be fun with one microphone and two speakers. Huh? Louder? Okay. Yeah. We want to present something about our Ansible, and we like to say we still like complexity. So we are still with Dafgurt and Postfix, maybe they're very, very nice new technologies coming up. Maybe there's one day time also to switch.
We were very happy to see all these developments. Also, we had a very good day yesterday meeting in the unofficial mail stuff beforehand, and we're very much looking forward to see how Stalwart will be able to scale in these bigger setups that we are doing, and we're also looking forward to Apache James as another option. So what do we usually do is that we have we have these complex systems, and we have to find ways how to somehow manage that, and our choice of the tool was Ansible. And Carsten started with one project, playbook here and another one there, and suddenly things moved on, and we have created quite a few roles.
Yeah, over the time, so when the projects get got complex, more complex and more complex, we have added much more tools for that. Also, we have customers who are asking for, could you also deploy a web server? Could you also deploy our database, our EDAP server, also for all groupware and everything? Also, we have very, very different needs on our customer size. There's still the customer who comes to us and say, okay, I want to have a single server with some special things. Yeah? There are small companies. They maybe want to have load balancing and high availability, but they only have two servers. It's okay. But there are also big infrastructures. There may be at governmental authorities. There may be universities, NGOs, and so they want to be on premise still, and they have special needs for same for high availability for their databases they still maintain. So we have really different needs here. So look here, for the small servers we maybe just need a Postfix, a Dafgurt, AspenB for mail security. And a lightweight web interface. With the bigger things, like here, this is typical where we do mostly the mail security part and the mail routing in front of something. Something is mostly, in our case, Exchange. Or then CRM systems, ERP, there's also mail processing. When you look here, it's quickly get complicated. So we have databases in it. We have special rules for all mail security. We have monitoring needs. We have all the logging, also all the firewall things that are inside. They also want to do maybe DNS with us.
And one of the other needs often is that that there has to be a segregation of the network, so that we have something that is on the peripheral, and there nothing should have any access, direct access to some databases or anything like that. So this is also one of the needs that why we still have this kind of more elaborate setup, or as we were saying before, with a big shopping list to refer to the earlier comment. The other thing is that also our setup works well for ISPs and universities. where the big change to the previous is that we're also having the backends ourselves, so that the hub central component of Dovecot and Postfix also then will be able to store the mails in our own backends.
Mm-hmm. And here also the group backend comes in, where we also have then components like there's a web server in front, there's the group itself with often many, many possible options you can set. And there also the every customer has his own needs. Yeah, why we choose Ansible? We are at Heinlein, we are doing mostly consulting. So we do